Today, I will be describing what high-throughput phenotyping is, along with the applications and methods that have been used with high-throughput phenotyping thus far. The learning objectives for this topic are to be able to describe what high-throughput phenotyping is, to be able to list the pros and cons of high-throughput phenotyping, to list the actual and theoretical applications of high-throughput phenotyping, and to evaluate why it may be important to commercialize and simplify the use of high-throughput phenotyping. There's a graphical abstract included in this lesson that shows that high-throughput phenotyping is a way to discover genetic traits that are desired or expressed. These phenotypes can be genetically targeted through genes and environmental conditions to create optimal growth factors for applications that span from cells to humans to plants. As more researchers are turning to high-throughput technologies to perform experiments for efficiency, more practical and useful methods are being developed and utilized to ensure the maximum quality in the phenotyping data. This lesson is an overview of common high-throughput phenotyping applications and methods. The top image in the abstract shows that there's a connection from the cellular level all the way up to the organ system level. The bottom left image describes the genotype to phenotype relationship. Lastly, the bottom right image portrays the gathering of high-throughput data that can apply to many different pathways in investigations and projects.